Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Did what happened on Sunday against Cleveland, though, cause Andy Reid maybe to step back himself and recognize that, you know what, I kind of screwed this whole thing up. And we've acknowledged that this game against Cleveland, while they won, and ultimately that's what matters, play calling, some of the challenges, all of it was not the sharpest game from Andy Reid. I think that's very fair to say for a guy that's going to be a future Hall of Famer. It wasn't. And if we all agree that it was a bad game from the coaching staff offensively, that includes Andy Reid as well as Matt Nagy and everybody involved on the offensive game plan, because your quarterback got hurt, sometimes it sounds stupid, like you shouldn't wait till someone gets hurt. But sometimes once the injury happens to your quarterback, does that actually cause you to figure out ways to protect him more, as in run the ball more, as in,
I mean, he stopped running a quarterback sneak 5 years ago because of it.
Getting the ball out quicker in terms of with your play calling and how you go about that. The injury might actually cause them to step back and say, okay, whoa, we caught another break here. He's got an ankle injury, but he's not out for the season. Thank goodness. Is there belief in your mind? I think there is a chance that because the injury happened, yeah, it might actually cause Andy and the coaching staff to adjust truly how they go about their business.
Andy's a good enough coach, I just assume it will. We talked about the QB sneak stuff a million times on this show, but he got hurt one time and they stopped doing it. And Patrick Mahomes has had ankle injuries before, but in less controlled environments. He stepped back. Now, here's part of the problem. Might also mean he does less fourth downs, especially in like tight situations in which there's an argument not to go for it. I didn't want him to go for that fourth and three. But yes, I think Andy Reid has to look at that game. He's going to look at that game and be like, what the hell was I doing here? We have no offensive line play. I'm starting a guard at tackle and a backup guard at guard. And I'm having Patrick Mahomes step back to throw 40-plus times in a game in which we led by 3 touchdowns 70% of the game and had a 2-touchdown lead for the entire fourth quarter. And I still had him fading back to throw. I understand that part of this is very simple. The Chiefs is an advantage-based offense right now, which means probably when Patrick Mahomes steps up to the line, they're daring you to pass. They're saying, go ahead. Go nuts. In that case, sometimes, sorry, the clock is a bigger friend of yours. And Andy has made that mistake before. Like, you go back to that Colts playoff game forever ago. Like, and you
isn't
did the
that
math.
Isn't that part of the problem, though? Because even though I would like to think the injury is going to cause a shift, but you're referencing games from many, many years ago, as in this is something that he can't help himself.
Clock management, so, which is essentially what this conversation is, goes back to that. But in fairness, because of the injury, I feel like it's a little different. Nobody was hurt in that game, right? Just a normal situation. He got Mahomes hurt. He did. Andy Reid got him hurt. Yeah, sure. Somebody could have blocked better or whatever, but he didn't even have to put him in that position. It was a 4th-and-3 in which they didn't have to go for it. They certainly could have run or ran a quick pass or a million other things that keeps Mahomes off his ass. Gold, we keep a running list all the time in the middle of these rundowns. And in the second quarter, early third quarter of that game, we're already in there being like, he's going to get hurt. Like, at some point, he's going to get hurt if you just keep running it like this, where he's got to step back and take 7-step drops 40 times in a game. And then immediately, of course, the ankle injury gets rolled up on. I do think Andy will learn a lesson because I think he knows about keeping his quarterback healthy. And he knows that if he can just keep him healthy for 1 to 2 more games and get wins, then he can give him all the time in the world he needs to rest, and he'll probably go back to his old ways. Can you keep him healthy for the rest of the regular season, including this game? I think so. I think his game plan will be more run heavy against the Texans.
We'll see.
Than it has been in weeks.
We'll see. I hope it's definitely, I do agree with one text. Someone says, guys, we've been griping about this very thing for 12 years. It's absolutely true to that. Absolutely
true.
And also
three Super Bowl titles, so I'm not saying Andy's never made an adjustment.
Yeah. I do think, though, when your quarterback gets hurt, it does cause you to think differently. I really believe that. Other than like the general issue that people have brought up throughout the coaching career of clock management or whatever, I do think when your QB is hurt or you just quote unquote got him hurt, that it causes you, at least for a game. I'm not saying that like for the rest of time he's now going to adjust. For no. One game though, I could see maybe an adjustment, and we'll find out on Saturday.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com